Lawmakers amended a bill to remove incentives for adopting state guidelines on where wind and solar farms can be located. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, money from renewable energy projects would have boosted revenues for rural counties and townships.
The original bill would have given counties a dollar for every megawatt hour of energy generated by a wind or solar farm every year for a decade. But Republican Representative Ed Soliday says it wasn't clear in the bill where that money would come from, and that it should probably be part of the state budget. Still, he says it's important for communities to have state guidance on siting wind and solar farms.
Almost every company that's moving to Indiana or wants to move to Indiana wants renewable energy. You can believe in global warming, you cannot believe in global warming. There is a market for renewable energy.
Right now, Indiana has a patchwork of local ordinances that make it difficult for something like a wind farm, which can span multiple counties, to be built. The original bill aimed to give renewable energy companies clarity on which areas are open to wind and solar. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of a House committee on Tuesday and now heads to the full House for consideration.